Yeah, correct.
You see, it's a little bit complicated. Whoever wants to spend some time going through those makaros on page 4, so we'll postpone that discussion until then. And so rather today, we will finish up a few more horas about Samin, which is the previous page. And we'll start a little bit today of Maros Dam. Maros Dam is page 5, so we're going a little bit out of this order, but you know, this is not the Aseret HaDibros. We just say it was not Miyakim. Okay, so to go back to the sugi of Tzama, which we spoke about, the fundamental Chakira and Hilchos Kesem, is what's the nature of the din of Pachas Mikigris? Is the nature of the din that Yatola, based on the Gemara's Lashon, Yatola b'Macholetz, or the Chazal say, look, we establish a Shir of Kigris, and that's it. Shir of Kigris, and even if there's no longer any clear and it's possible in this particular case, it's mutter anyway. And one of the things I mentioned to you last time is, if you look at Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Tzadi and Sifhei, end of Sifhei, please give a look. There you will see a discussion which has as its source the Rishonim, Gedolei Rishonim. It goes back to the Ravid, the Ramban, the Rashba, or the Gedol Mavish. Gedolei Rishonim. You look in, you find a big bean. Misharinbo. On the side of it is a tour. Shema Ramban tells you where it was needed. Perigdal of Gimel. The Rashba, Taras Abayis. From the Ravid. And this new edition of the Shulchan Aruch tells you exactly where to find all these things. Ramban is Perigdal of Gimel and it was needed. Rashba, Taras Abayis, Zayin, Dalet. Tells you what page it is. The Ravid is in Bali HaNefesh, Sharak Samim, Simon Gimel, Halacha Chof Aleph. I'm not sure if he uses this edition. That's what he wrote. Take a look, I'm just curious. Look up. He does? Take a look at Simon Gimel, Simon Chof Aleph. I'd like to see if that's the right edition. Midilois Skiru Pul Shel Mokom Ploni. And the Chazal say, Nachnun Chesem Edveis, Kol Shiyurek Chachamim Lahach Mechutz Mikigris Shel Ksamim Lahokil. And this is, of course, part of the pattern we keep repeating over and over and over again. That b'ksamim shamim lahakel is in fact there. Look at that.
What was the last
one I just read? I'm reading from the Ber HaGola on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. And he's quoting in the Gemara, a Mesech Nida Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis. 4 lines from the bottom. Kol shiuri chachamim lahach b'chutz b'kibir shal ksamim lahakel. And this is part of the general principle of the Mishnah. Goes back to the Mishnah. So we keep going ever, it's a refrain. And the Ravid is the one who said it first, to my knowledge. And he quotes our Gemara. Right? This is what it says over here. That's what's on the bottom. So yes, the Kashi on the bottom, he quotes from the Dvar Shmuel, the Kashi against the Ravid. You find a crazy kind of a pull. No mashal if he rove godlo year bedama macholas little spa. Just because you find a huge pull, humongous, oversized, gigantic pull. What's the amount of blood that's in a bug? So he says in the bottom, it doesn't mean a pull derech zorus, some crazy pull, but a larger pull. Oh. Okay. So the question is, this issue of a pull, or a gris, is a serious question within the Ravid. I'll tell you why. It's bothered me the same question. The Ravid himself is the other one, has another sheet over here. And the Raivat Shita is that a black speck, a black stain, we'll see later today in the second parak, in the Mishnah, and after your testament in Aleph, that black is a problem. Shachar is Adam who Ela Shalokah. It started red and it turned black. So the Raivat says that when do we have the cloud of Poros Mikigris being mutter? That's if it's red. But if it's black, it's a problem. Why? Because if it would be from a bug, it would have been red, not black. That's also Shita's Raivat, which most Rishonim don't accept, but the Raivat said so. Here's the question. If the Raivat holds that Macholos is a Tliya, could understand very well that if it is black, there's no Tliya. But if it's a Din, which is the way we understood this idea of pull, no matter how big it is, so then why should the Raivat be Machmer in black? It's a Din. A Din is a Din is a Din. This kasha bothered me. What bothered me was that no one asked this kasha. So I found it yesterday. I found this kasha in the Sefer Megillah Sefer. He asked the kasha this exact question. Start again. The way the Raivat explains, if I understand him correctly, is that if you have a red stain less than the size of a makolas, so it's a makolas. But if it's black, the dam of a makolas is not black. So therefore, the fact that it's smaller than the size of what we'll call a penny, we'll see that later, should be immaterial. Even a smaller size should be awesome. So the lumbish answer to that, why the rest of the world, why is everyone else matter? So the Poshpa is, when they all said din. Less than the size of a gris, they never made a gzera, period. Tliya, no tliya. Right? But, and that fits in with the Raivat said over here, the law, oversized pull. But the same Raivat who's matter, the oversized pull, is machmir on what? On a black stain, less than kagris.
Right, this chazal, the shear of the makolos and gris, so the kovea gris, is also only by red, they're only kovea the shear of gris by red. That's all when it comes to the name.
Right. No, but the Raivat is going further, and the Raivat is saying over here that you find a large size bean, it can be make. What does this bean size, what's the size of bean have to do with the size of a bug? And he says if you find a big pool, even in New York City in 2007, you can also be making. You get an impression that, you know, kach tikna, whatever happens, whatever size of the bean is, will be making. Even if it's not attributable necessarily to above. That's the kasha. I begin to hear what you're saying. I'm not exactly sure it's true. So I found this in the Megillah Sefer. I just want to look it up later. It's in Simon Zion, in this beautiful Sefer. Oz Beis. Says he says Pashup Shah Naravid is a Pomos Mikigris Logazu Api open the end clear by Macholas. That's the Pshat in the Raivat of the big pill. Big pull. Omnam Baravid Sovshak Sama Mavur, the Dafka Ba Odla Meshatar, Uva Shaka Tmeapa Pomos Mikigris, Umash the Torah Lidlos Macholas. And the answer is V'yesh Liyashiv. This doesn't bother telling us what the Yishuv is. So maybe it's what you said, David. You will comment that it's V'yesh Liyashiv. This doesn't tell you. I wish people would just spend a little more ink and tell us what the Yishuv had in mind. V'yesh Liyashiv. So you wonder how good the Teretz is. If it was that good, he would have written it. V'yesh Liyashiv means, but I'm not going to tell you how, because I'm not so convinced that it's really true. Maybe, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't want to put words into his mouth. But the Russian of the Raivat, if I find it here. Soap shark summon. Oh. I'm just It's not funny. It's, I'm sure somewhere here, but it doesn't tell you exactly where it is. The idea of black being different. Din Chamishi. Okay. Afal Pish Eilav Malitol Tolak Kegris Macholas. Oh, you're right. Ooh, good. The Eino Tola Ela Bo Ela Kesem Odom. The very, very end. Very good. The very, very end. Just doesn't explain why. Just says it. It's like a throwaway line. Hmm. Okay. So yeah, since only it says that one line, it's very hard to know exactly what he means. But okay. As far as what? Yes.
Was that his answer? That is my name. The
you have to ask him what his answer is. But I don't want to. Maybe, but maybe. I'm not sure what I'm. I'm not sure. It's part of the V'yesh Liyashin. In any event, Rabosai, it's interesting. Why does everybody else not agree with this? This rabbi is not quoted anywhere, by the way. It's not quoted, to my knowledge, I don't think it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch anywhere. Pesach Shiva quotes it over here. What's Sivkotten? Let's take a look. Sivkotten quotes it? Oh, Pesach Shiva quotes it?
Yes.
Okay. Sivkotten, well, who can find it for me quickly? You know, it's not in Shulchan Aruch, to my knowledge. We're looking for the Pesach Yud Beis. Thank you. Dam Kina. Oh, Shamati Menachaveim. So I'm in a royal time. I cast myself. Shochak Shekad Mikagris, because it's not shyach to be taller. Ilu Ken Lo Yemolish Yisgiru Apolskin, but nobody said it. Says the Miltstalker. Says the Sfirita. Ah, you forgot the Ravid who said it in one half a line at the end. Oh, but then he says, when we call Magom, when we call Mashet, between Paroshim Shelichu Mehashalem Shochar. And if you look in the Rambam and the Pirushim Mishnah, he also talks about Perushim. How do you translate Perushim, Ramosa? Who wants to give me a good English translation? Fleas, gnats, their blood is black? That's what he says. Well, they can you argue?
They are black, so
when you crush them, you're getting the. Alright, that's not good. Someone's still eating breakfast here. Let's just leave this out. Okay, good. But we're all possible against it, perhaps because of the Parushim, as the Sidrei Tara says, and it's also Pirushim Mishnah talks about Pirushim. Okay, the Miltstalker himself says, "Oh, it's a riot to my yisod that it's not a din of tliya; it's just an absolute halacha. Period, an absolute halacha." It's interesting. There are a number of riots that it is. An absolute halacha. Number one, we're makel even a thick kesem. It has a certain height. If you spread it out, it would spread over more than the size of the gris. If you're going with a tliya, you have to spread it out. But we never heard such a thing. Even if it's a quote unquote tall kesem, has some thickness to it, as long as it's less than the size of a penny, we're makel. Number two, the fact that we're makel is manenu, we don't have any bugs in most homes. Now, this goes back to our original discussion of the Torah Sashlam, where we started the very first day, who says that dam, which is vada yotze migufa, less than the size of a gris, is also mutter. So he holds that it's an absolute. They started off with tlias, but it's absolute. This could be relevant in another issue. There is halacha we'll get to later of Shiva Nakiyim. We're not up to that yet. That's going to be, according to my plan, what I'm trying to do is discuss these first 2 weeks and next week and maybe the beginning even of the next week, how a woman becomes a nidah. As soon as we finish that, we have to talk the most important time, how she becomes out of the status of nidah. That's very important. So that's when we start that, we'll discuss what Shiva Nakiyim means. But there is halacha that in Shiva Nakiyim, there are more quotes of Chumrah not to be tole in certain things in some of the first 3 days of Shiva Nakiyim. First 3 days, it's for various reasons, it's machme. What about less than the size of a kegris? So there are more mekel in Simakuf Tzadivav to be mekel less than the size of a kegris even during the Shiva Nakiyim. And the question, of course, is why? So, you look in the Dogal Merivava, in Simon Shin Kuf Tzadi Sif Lamedalid, it's quoted here in this edition, page Kuf Yutes in the bottom. He says, "V'Gimel Yomer Rishon Shel Zayin Akim Tmeya, Tohar De Kesem Poros Mikagris Tor Af V'Gimel Yomer Rishon." Who mishum de imlokein ain shum ishichol ali tar? It's gonna be impossible otherwise. Avol kanchi be'ed bodekas ve'efshal ali zoyer and lahat the gimel rishon. So the Dogamer of Abba understood the Ramon Kuf Tzadi Vav, who says there are no clears in the first 3 days, but less than the size of the gris is mutter anyway, because there's no choice, simply no alternative. But logically, there's no distinction. But according to what the Milk Stocker said, it's a very logical distinction, namely that there are no clears in the first 3 days. But a kesem less than tzadik has nothing to do with a tliyim. It may have started off as a tliyim, but it became an absolute din. So the Dogel Merababa seems to deny less than shir kegris as an absolute din. Now, there, if you hold that there is an iser on a black spot less than the gris, that shows that it's not an absolute din. And if you hold like the Ramba, that less than kegris on the gufa isha is also, again, proof that it's not an absolute din. But the Pashtun says, we reject both. We don't pass like the Rambam and Al-Guf. We don't see the pass like the Raivin if it's black. So this is, and we're Mekel Bezman Hazeh, and we're Mekel in a tall Kesem. So part of the minig Olam is to be Mekel in this Shiloh. So, although it's a big machlokas, I'm not denying it, but it seems that the Rov Poskim, Amaskim, Lekula, Halacha Lemaisa, that Gris is an absolute shear, and even if there's no particular clear in that case, we still are making. The Rambam says that less than the kegris on her body is a problem.
Is there
another issue? The Shulchan Aruch, we saw it yesterday. The Gemara has that the body is different than other parts. What does it mean? So the Rambam says that means that any kesem found on her body is immediately a problem. However, Rov Rishonim saying, the Iker Shita in the Shulchan Aruch, is that no, the Gemara's distinction between the body and, here we go, it's in Sif Ches in Shulchan Aruch. Im ein bekesem bemokom echad kegris va'od af al pi sheyesham tipim harbe v'smuchim zeh al zeh ad shem nitzarfim yeshrem yosim bekegris tahora shonatolim kol tipa v'tipa bekin ad sheyebo kegris va'od bemokom echad v'yeshomim dehani milu v'shinitzu al chaluka aval nintzu al besorah mitzarfim al kegris va'od, that besorah is different. So the Shach refers you back to Sif Vav. Hode bin and Shira ben Mekesa and Nimsa of Kaluka ben Mekesa and Nimsa of Sara. The Yeshom, it's the Rambam. La Armu ala Bekesa and Nimsa of Kaluka. Ava Kesa and Nimsa of Sara, the Levad, the Bekoma Shechoshlem, ain't lo Shir. So the Poskim say that if you hold like the Rambam, you see it's not an absolute din of Kesa, of Kegris, because Vaharaya of Gufa is even less than the Kegris is a problem. So Rov Poskim are against the Rambam. It's only a Yesham and Meshulchan Aruch. The only question will remain, but you have to agree, it seems, to what says in Sifches, because the Gemara distinguishes between Al Gufa and Al Begodeo. Pashtus in the Gemara is that way. So, according to Shitas Rova Rishonim, it's with respect to small little tipas. Tipas are normally not mitzdarf. It's the Gemara over here on Af Nun Tes and Af Tipin. Ain mitzdarfin, but with respect to Al Gufa, they are mitzdarfin. So the question is still a question in a certain sense. If you'll say that Kesem is a Kegris is an absolute halacha, so why the tipa mitzdarfin Al Gufa? Still a bit of a question. Okay, so you have to say, look, you have more than a gris altogether, so Al Gufa the Wamachmir, at least the size is there. But it still is a bit of a ha'ara. In any event, that seems to be the major sheet. We also have a Chassam Sofer. Let's review it for the third time. The Chassam Sofer says, it's quoted in the Pesachim Shuvah, that really all Ksamah should be Motamid Vaneinu B'chlal. We have no Tumah V'tara. and therefore we have no need to be any more machmir than they were b'zman hashas. So b'zman hashas they had macholos of a certain size. We don't have to be any more machmir than they were at that point in time. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. Until now, we said it without that svar. Without that svar. It's interesting that I saw in the Sefer Mishmeres Hatara, which is really a great Sefer, he says, I have a distinction between the Chasam Sofer's pshat and the pshat of the others. We always put them together. The Chasam Sofer, say without the Chasam Sofer. No, he found the difference. The difference would be, here is a page Samach base. Nafkamina is a case of Eid She'eno Boduk. Eid She'eno Boduk. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, an Eid She'eno Boduk is mutter until the size of a kegris. Then in Shulchan Aruch. So according to the Chasam Sofer, that would only be mutter up until the Shir Macholos Shebizmanenu, which we spoke about in previous Shir. Eid She'eno Boduk. Why? I'm reading to you verbatim. Zekashitasa, the Rakhecha, the Ikru, Mishum Chumma, the Taras, Amina, the Afla, Barlo, Bashir, Zed. Because remember, it's because of it's a Dabashim Aminya, not to be more machmir than they were. For Lachain, Be'eich, and Abaduk, the Ikru, Tumma, Safek, Kadisa, Benididaf, Yudalit. Umash Amru, in the Gemara Yudalit, some of you learned it already. Tumma, Mishum Kesem, doesn't mean it's really a Kesem. Hainu Rak, She'enim, and Atorah. So when the Gemara has enough Yudalit, the Machlokes is Eich and Abaduk, is it Tami Mishum Nida or Tami Mishum Kesem? So explain, don't take the word Kesem literally, it's not a Kesem, it's an Eid. Only thing is, it's a kind of an Eid, which is only with the Rabbanim. When the Raisa level, you'll be told with the Baracha, quote Dam below Kesem, in quotation marks, it means Dam Vane below Dam Safek. That's why, according to some, it's not really a Din Daraisa. It doesn't mean Kesem in the literal sense. So therefore, according to the Chasam Sofer, as he says to the Farish in his Chubas, the Chasam Sofer says, with respect to Eish and Abaduk, so we cannot be more makel than the Eid, so than the Machola Shebizmanenu. That's what the Chasam Sofer says, with respect to Eid, She'en Abaduk. However, according to the other Poskim, it says over here in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Kuf Tzadi, Sif, Lamed, let's see, Lamed what? Lamed Vav. Lamed Vav. Both got to be Eish and Abaduk. What's it then? Mosla of Dam Tumeya im Yesh Bo Kegris Vav. So it's on, over there, Pesachet Shuvah write their quotes in Sifkat Men. Chasam Sofer. It depends upon Bizmanenu on a Eish and Abaduk. However, not everyone agrees with him. Not everyone agrees with him. There are many Gedolim who say it's incorrect. Why? Because they don't go into the Mahalach. Chasam Sofer is the Shitasa, but this whole fancy Mahalach only make up by Ksamim, because Ksamim should have been Mutter B'chlav as Manazeh, we have no Tumah V'tara, and you cannot be make up by Eich and Abaduk. But according to the other Poskim, we'll say no. Kach Tiknu Chachamim, less than the size of a Kegris, is Mutter. Mutter then and Mutter now. Not because of the reason of the Chasam Sofer. Therefore, the Miltstock himself seems to say, it's mutter up to a gris, even though we have no bugs that size. That's a big nafkamina, which is pointed over here in this beautiful sefer, Mishmeres HaTahara, on page Samach Beis. Okay. Go a little further, he discusses here, as many do, what is the shear of a gris? So the Miltstock measured it, and he found it to be approximately what he calls over here, 2 centimeters. Some want to say even bigger, 21 millimeters. And the Chasam Sofer said he checked it out, it's correct. Yeah.
I don't understand the Chasam Sofer.
Chasam Sofer is megal and ksamim bismanenu only because, strictly speaking, there should have been mutter legamri. So therefore, you don't have to be logical. Right. Don't go with logic, because by logic it should be mutter legamri. Right. So therefore, that the kula of being tola b'machos, we don't have bismanenu, according to Chasam Sofer, only works by ksamim, not by eich and abaduk. That's what he says. Eich and abaduk is limited by machos b'zmanenu. Not, you're not going to be megal up to the size of the gris.
Right,
which was
a difference. The reasoning is because
that's a reason. Okay, is it clear? But the other sheet is milled stock. Says no, Chassam Sof is wrong. Chassam Sof is wrong because irrespective of the issue of the Chassamim should have applied with Zmanenu, shouldn't apply with Zmanenu. That's a chiddush of the Chassam Sof at Davar Shebevinyan. Forget about all that. Forget about all that. Even Bizman HaGemara, Bizman when they had Tumah V'Tara, Chachamim Matakin Ashir of Kegris V'Ot, and that's the way it is. That's it, no matter what. And if you lived in a time and a place, Bizman HaTalmud, when they had Tumah V'Tara, where there were no bugs the size of a gris, it was mutter anyway, even then. That's the Mil Tzedakah says.
If you say that they were attacking that shear, and that's absolute.
Correct.
They're only attacking that shear for the stomach. Yeah, it was still not a kesa.
Not true. Not true. So you have to look up. So you have to look up the sugya. It's based upon the Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch didn't make it up. Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Lamed Vav that it's only Osir im yesh bo kigris v'od. It's based on the sugya on that you dalid on an aleph and on a beis. So that's where it comes from. It's the whole sugya. Right? Whoever's going according to, but that shear is found over there.
That's not because of kesef, that's just because since it's dirty, so we're afraid that maybe machlokes got on it before you did the meeting, but it's not the same as
kesef. It's not the same as kesef, but according to the Milt Staka, whenever the word kegris v'od is found in Shas, that's just the way it is. Even not only in a kesef, but even with respect to an H and a bud. Okay, so that's with the rice, presumably it's mutter because it was suffic. Right? That's the pashup shot.
I mean, how are they getting their sugar?
I mean, what the Milt Staka measured it. He measured it based upon a whole series of measurements, which I'm not going to go into now. I'm only going to mention one thing, which is that there are other smaller measurements. So a penny is 19 millimeters across. That's what we can even make a little bit more than a penny. But he quotes many Gedolim who said the Milt Staka was way off, absolutely way off, just way off. Because he quotes, one second. The Plessy and others, the Alter Rebbe, 14 millimeters. So Reb Chaim Noah said, it always has smaller shurim, right? 14 millimeters. And the Aruch HaShulchan said, he had a Kabbalah, he needed a coin of 10 kopecks. Kufi shekibalti bi'aldusi. When I was a young man, they gave me a mesorah of 10 kopecks and no more. Who did he learn by in his youth? The Tzemach Tzedek, the Baba Sherev, Kayadua. So Shashima Shasabitsu Kayadua. I don't know, you do have to know it, okay? So and he writes therefore in Yerodea, the Tzemach Tzedek writes, 10 Kopikas in Russia. And he does a little bit of scientific stuff here, it's interesting. The Leket Yosher, that's a way back, hundreds of years ago. So he found a Kabbalah about a certain coin, Halapton V'Yana, or some coin in his day. So sure enough, in the Haven Midas V'Shiurei Torah, Rabbi Banna Shlipner from Bnei Brak, he went back to the museum in Vienna, to Truma Sedeshin was in Leket Yosher's Talmud, and he found what it was, and exactly was a smaller, it was only a diameter of 12 millimeters. This is scientifically, that's probably more correct. Also makes more sense to us as far as bugs are concerned. We don't have to pick bugs. FLPK, despite the fact that scientifically it's more likely that the smaller shear is more correct. The minigas to be makel, and he quotes over here the Rambam and Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel that Kabbalah v'Amaisa Amudim Gedolim v'Horah. The minig is that we can be makel up until the size of a penny. I'm sorry.
We can measure the sinus with one sinus.
What sinus?
Lamav of sinus.
The Lamav of sinus. That's what the sugya talks. The poskim talk about the Lamav of sinus. They all measure the Lamav of sinus. They have different measurements. All right. Lamav of sinus is 14 millimeters. He claims. Now you want to measure? Where are you measuring the sinus? On your hand? On your head? The whole question is Sarah. The kitzur, it's one of those things that although there may be certain evidence that the earlier poskim had a somewhat of a smaller shear, the minhag Yisrael became to have some kind of a bigger shear. That's all. So that's the minhag Yisrael to this day, to my knowledge. Okay. So that's an interesting question. Sorry, this is in this sefer, page Samavov Zion. Okay. You know, but over here, after all of his kulas, he throws in his chumrah. You know, you have to take it from both. The chumrah we saw a few times already. Because from Rav Eliashiv, from Moshe, something similar. This is only true if there's no hargosha whatsoever. If there's any hargosha whatsoever, even if it's what they call here a hargosha kol dehu, hargosha kol dehu, then he wants to be machmir. And hargosha kol dehu, as we mentioned in the previous year, that you can find this in Rav Moshe Sefer. Apparently, Rav Moshe, as I said to you yesterday, holds a zivas davalach b'chutz is considered to be a hargosha, even meikir adin, like the note of Yehuda. And Rav Yashiv says lispus manazeh, we should consider it to be that way, and he's not even in the vest aguf. However, these posts can be same posts, and Rav Moshe and Rav Yashiv say, if you did a kinuah using some toilet tissue, then you can be a maker. So I'm not sure what they're talking about. They really expect to have bugs? Really? They really expect that there's going to be bugs even to this Tavshin Sab of Zion? There's going to be red stuff, bugs, outside source of the woman wiping herself with the toilet tissue?
Yeah.
I don't know. Today. Unless they hold it the Chassam Seif. What?
It's a din.
What do you mean it's a din? No, they think
there's as such that unless it's a makam shabada from machalas, you could assume it's from machalas.
And what bada machalas depends on what was bada machalas yesteryear. Because today there are no machalas around.
There's
a quiet house. You have to. I think that the rabbi is going to make sure that in his house, when he puts a machalas in, and make sure it should be a gemurian. When your wife calls me up, I don't want to tell her. What are you doing? Making a zoo in my bedroom? What is it going to make of me? It says that there are macholos in every single bed. It says the parish, and we just read it. I can never bed without macholos. A new chiyuv. Yeah?
I don't understand the question, because let's say there's just a little bit of blood.
Right.
So there isn't necessarily a zoo. It wasn't necessarily
So the two separate issues. One issue is that these gedolim, as I said to you before, they have this thing about the zivas davalach. Quoth Rav Moshe, even bachut is considered to be a hargosha. Apparently, even bismat Talmud. And Rav Yoshev says this bismat hazeh. We have to worry about it, as I mentioned to you before. So therefore, they say that there's no kulas and ksamim in those cases whatsoever. And I mentioned to you at the time that I don't think that the rov poskim hold that way. The rov poskim hold not that way. That today, even today, if a woman doesn't have any other sensations, even though she feels the zivas davalach in bachutz, in the outside of the part of the beis achitzon, that's considered to be nothing. We'll see soon. He says even more of chumrah now. I'll show you in a minute how machmir he is in this sefer mishmeres hatara. But I did want to tell you that when I spoke to you a few days ago about the what dam v'lo kesem, can we apply it? Assuming that said retal is dam v'lo kesem means a din d'oraisa, that any suffix is a kulak, suffix mamza, suffix orla. I asked you a shayla a few days ago, what about the dam is certainly coming from her, but is the suffix hargosha? Should we go as far as to say it's also included in the leniency of dam below kesem? So I thought at that time the answer was certainly no. So I found in the Megillah Sefer, he quotes that the Sidrei Tara, and Simon Kuf Tzadi, Sivkot Tzadi Gimel, that's the long, long, long one. At the end of the day, he says the reason why, if a woman sees a kesem after Meraglayim or Tashmish, she has a right to be Mekel, I suffic Argosha, right? Because she mixed it up. That's exactly the answer. It's only a suffic Argosha. So there's no Charlotte or Isa. And this suffic Argosha, the Sidrei Tara says, in the same Sivkotan, not like a 50-50 suffix. Need that be 50-50 suffix? Can it be a somewhat remote suffix? Goes back to the Gemara that we started with. on Zion and Bays. What does it say over there? But go karka olam yoshvaleh matzadam aleha tahora. What even? Why is it tahora? So the mafarshim explain that she checked it at the beginning, and then she sat on it. She found it with blood on it. What happens? Obviously from her. So the post can say no. Maybe when she checked it the first time, she missed it. That's pretty unlikely. But Aval P can't resist the right time. We rely even on an unlikely possibility in describing what's considered to be a suffix. Ad kind of wanted to share with you. But now is an incredible, incredible thing. I don't believe this either, but I have to read what it says. I like the same so much. Even if I'm not going to agree, I still got to read it. In Os, in Page Pei, he writes the following himself. It's unbelievable. The base mayor was Medayek Niskamar, which just said. Both Kakarka Ola. Lama la Omar, Isha Shayata Mimena Dam, Shalom Bargosh at the Horror. What is it brought to Karkolim for? Elevada, we saw this before once. Kol Shayodat Mehayatia, E. Evsha Bishim Ofen Shalom Bargosh, Shazagufa Hagoshi, Masha Enkain Biyoshva, Velo Yoda Omu Uma, Acha Omda, Umots Adam, Zemikri Shalom Bargosh. So I mentioned you last time, I feel means I know. And I feel physically. The only way I have any cool of Ksama according to this base mayor is if a woman is surprised when she sees the dam for the first time. If she knew about it from beforehand, then by definition it's considered Hargosha. So that the two go almost together. We mentioned this before, right? Hargosha or Vare Migufa is almost one and the same thing, according to this understanding. Hargosha doesn't mean to physically feel, it means to know. So how do you know? You know either because you feel it or you know it because you see it coming out. That's why the Gemara gave a case of Karka Olam and not a case of she saw it coming out. Says the Sefer Mishmeres Tara at the bottom of page Pei. That's not a focus on Poskim with respect to Hargosha, whether it's considered a rice or not. Fine. Aval gabe adin shel nimtzal gamidavar makabel tuma bazeh l'chule alma kol sheyoda mehayetzia atzma ein lahokel. Whoa! Even if you reject the base mayor on the level of Doraisa, which I think most posts can do, and say Hargosha has to be a physical sensation, it's not enough that you know about it. Nonetheless, on the level of Darabonon, once you know about it, it's not subject to the leniencies of Ksamim. How's that for a wapachish? He's talking about Enam Akabal Tum. You mamash guessed it right. He says it's follows. He says, not considered kesem al-gabim al-tumim, el-kemosha nimsa kesem b'psara v'zab al-gabim dovash in al-kabotumah kevin sheyoda abo k'shahaya kvar b'psara. So you're correct. He only is knocking out the kula of up in al-kabotumah. He might still accept the other kula of less than kagris. But I don't believe it for a second. I'll tell you why. If a woman feels something wet, she knows it's blood? Who said it's blood? Women have discharges which are not blood. Ma'isim b'chol yom. There's some women who have discharges every day of the year. Every day. But they possibly call lecha levana. Look at the mucus discharges or clear discharges. Don't ask me the body chemistry. We have physicians who can maybe do better that job than me. But there are certainly women who have discharges all the time. But she does. In theory, he'd be right. But his facts are wrong. What do you mean came and she yod the bok shaya kvar b'besarit? She knew it was that something leaked, but she had no idea what it was until she saw it later on. So I think in principle maybe he's right, but I think Lahalokot's incorrect. Cain nearly. So talking about Chumras, once we're at it, this sefer on page Peivov called the Chumra from Rebbe Yashin, which is mind-boggling. We know. Yes, I'm sorry.
Isn't that last Chumra just the Mahmud between the Note of Yehuda and the Chavadat? But the Note of Yehuda, Chavadat challenged the Note of Yehuda and said that if you're right, and every time she knows that it was Bada Mikufa, you don't have that spec snake on. So wouldn't that be the same Mahmud?
All I'm saying is as follows. He is saying a Chiddush, that even if you will grant that the Zivas Dava Lach, the Bachutz, is not considered Hargosha Dorais, Afal Pikein, it's enough to obviate the Kula of Kesem al Dava Shenem Kabal Tumah on her undergarments, or on her pad, or on her toilet tissue, etc. Why? Because she knew about it, she was on her body. She knew about it. It's not considered Nimtza on the tissue, it's considered Nimtza al Basara. which I respond, in principle, you're right. But since she doesn't know it's red, she knows it's something liquid. It could have been a mucusy, could have been a clear discharge, could have been yellow, could have been anything. Yes, I'm sorry, though.
Is this what she kasei that we were saying in the Mishmar Sakara that she kasei by when we're trying to knock out the Sidri Kara's Kumar Gomer Shaino Kabukuma Gomer Dover Dover and the Kabukuma for the Shasman Tia Sakesim?
Maybe it relates a little bit to that, perhaps.
Because he's having a rather liberal view of Shasman Tia Sakesim.
Rather liberal. I agree with you. Rather liberal. Good. Yes, I'm sorry.
Vogue saying is, you're right, when she's experiencing some sort of sensation, she doesn't know what it is. But
right.
If she sees it right after.
So when she sees it, that's exactly the point. She sees it, she sees it. Now she sees it on a Dava Shena Makabal Toma.
You can never go back to her sensation.
Because we don't know what it is. I agree with him in principle. If she knows it's red on her body, it's one thing. But you don't go retroactive in your knowledge. That's the shah we saw in the Biura and other Sorum. I have a tissue and I touch it. That was one of the four reasons A, B, C, D. That's considered Nimsal Gabi Bisara. Not true. The post can reject that. Because you didn't see it, you only saw it on the tissue. For the same reason, this is not true, in my opinion. What's the Chumra? Pair Dinama Kabbalatum. That's a general assumption, pair Dinama Kabbalatum. Even though pair may be considered what we call Levodim, because it's sort of thick, you know, cotton piled on one another. But the Rambam says Levodim is only Tbekabbalatum, three Tvachim by three Tvachim. It's not a beggar. You can't call a pad a beggar. It's like a kerat, like something which is it's a shtickle cloth. Kanz of Yashin is an unbelievable chumrah. There are two kinds of pads, Rabbi Sain. There were loose pads and there were adhesive pads. In Fria de Gayoran, they had loose pads. They didn't have such a sophisticated system. Today, most pads are taped. You know, you rip off like a bandit. You rip off one side and it's adhesive and she puts it on and it's taped on. This is a vayoshev. If it's taped on the undergarment, it's considered to be bottled to the undergarment, and therefore it's considered to be makabel tumah. Look what happened. This author couldn't believe it, Rav Karp. Harbe Danti! Where did Rav Yoshev get it from? He got it from Hilchos Shabbos. Dibikas Ketfir, Beferesh Rambam. Hamad Bit Neyoros, Chai Mishm Tov. Harbe Danti Bekarkel Lefnei Rabbeinu. The lechor is that we tefir shene miskayemes vein daito levatel the beggar katash mishakroi. It's nothing. What can I do? Below kibel rabbeinu advar. He didn't listen to me. And the dato came and the deeper ketfir choshel ki beggar echel the gamri. I don't know Hilchos Shabbos that I want to say, but in Hilchos, I mean, a woman shouldn't be allowed to put the pad on a Shabbos. That's a good question. The Kamter, Rebel Yoshev, and say, I'm a single woman. I'm not doing neither. And I have a period, it's a heavy period, so what do? Every few hours I change the pad. So the Rabbi Yosha is going to say she can't change the pad on Shabbos? That's what it sounds like. Do you know what he recommends? Put it together with a safety pin.
For Shabbos also.
I guess Shabbos too. Safety pin, and it has to stop the neither problem too.
Pretty,
don't peel the adhesive, we'll just put a safety pin. Yeah. The minute you throw it, to my knowledge, is to be made on the Shabbos. But I'm just letting you know, you have to say it. It's such a good safer. He has entree to the Gedolei Hador. Okay. Now, speaking of Chumras, here's another Chumra of Eliyashim.
I think he doesn't produce the
Chumras of
Eliyashim.
Really? Wow.
Eliyashim was the one who said he should become the
Rebbe. Oh, yeah? Wow. Okay.
Will was saying that if she has like a Zivis Darulach or something similar, but since she's not sure at the time whether it was dumb or some kind of white thing, then it's not really a hargosha? Is that sort of?
I'm saying differently. If Zivas Davalak is not a hargosha, we're assuming that Lemaisa. Yeah. But he had a sefer over here that even though it's Svara, even though it's not a hargosha, but you cannot be makil on the shaila of a kesem al davar shenem makabel tumah, because we treated it as a kesem and himself a basar, because she knew about it through the Zivas Davalak. She knew about it before already. To which I responded, she knew something was leaking, but she didn't know what it was. So that's why I think it's incorrect. The Chumah page Sadi Gimel is a woman should not wear black garments. Although it says in Shulchan Aruch, Isha Tilbash Bigdei Tzivonim, she should not wear black. Why not? I'll read you. Pomim Shaisha Roa Vesta below Argosha, O Shayotza Dam Bargosha Koldu, Umachmas Tseva Ashocha Ein Adam Niko Klal, Valula Lavalide Mikshol. Rebel Yashav Lashitaso, He is the one who held any hargosha called the who bizmanenu has the status of hargosha. So din daraisa. So she may have this hargosha called the who, but she'll see nothing because the garment she's wearing is mamish black, and therefore it's a problem. Seems to me that most poskim reject the original premise and say, as I told you a long time ago, that even a woman who has some kind of hargosha called the who, it's still not considered to be hargosha bizmanenu. Nonetheless, the English Sefer, Rabbi Forst, the art scroll, has a similar conclusion on page 204 and 5, I think for good reason. He's worried about black. He says as follows. Some Rabbanim frown upon the custom of women who regularly wear black undergarments. Doesn't say their names. I guess this wasn't printed yet. He says, a black garment hides any stain. There are times when it may be important to note the color of a stain. And he gives examples. If she feels a hargosha and it finds a red stain, cannot dismiss it. A very large red stain, which we talked about before, could be the beginning of a period. You have to ask her up. A woman nearing her period will certainly want to know if any bleeding has begun. In all these cases, a black garment may mask the true color of the stain. It's more advisable to wear a garment that is certainly colored, yellow, pink, blue, but not dark enough to mask a real blood stain. My only response to this is that, in principle, I think it's correct. Not that it's going to be nichshel and needed or rice the way we have Yerushim quoted the Shitasa. No, but you have to know what it is. As I told you, she has to be poresh, according to my Shita, which we quoted from the Shevet Alevi and Rabbi Avadya and Teferis Tzvi, that she should be poresh whenever she's seeing. How does she know? She's not going to see anything. But in my view, she wants to wear black, it's still permissible, but the Tanayachat is, when she goes to the bathroom, she should look on the tissue or look on the bowl. Because if there's anything coming out, she will see it then. I'm talking in general. See, when she's most women, by their very nature, look at the tissue. Curiosity killed the cat. If they're trying to train a woman not to look at the tissue, I'm telling you, it's Kriyas Yamsuf. It's Kriya. I'm telling you from experience. What'd you look for? I told you not to look. It's an ingrained nature. It's a second nature. You can't change people's nature. So I say, as long as she's looking at the tissues, at the bowl, in my view, she can wear black. That's what I think. Okay, now come this one. This question bothered me for years. When we talk about a beggar tzavua, it's no problem. We pass the beggar tzavua, it's no problem. It always bothered me. What about the woman's skin? Why isn't that considered to be tzavua? Or another question bothered me. But karkaola. Karkaola is also tzavua. There's some who say it's in the white desert where everything is absolutely white. That's the cargo to what? Oh, my Shmuel. Shmuel in the desert. And then some who say, well, the woman's skin is close enough to white that it's like white, and therefore the Nafkamil of the lights quotes these posts, but he quotes them without mentioning their names. So a black woman, or a very, very dark woman, she can be mekel with a kesem on her skin. Because it's tzavu. That's mind-boggling. Many women, I don't know about Sephardi women and Ethiopian women, won't go into that story. Your skin is white? Your skin is not white. It is not. There are some very pale people. Very, very pale. The average person, his skin is, what would you say? It's white? It's off-white? What would you say? It's not pure white, no? Someone says it's a little. I don't want to talk to what color skin is. Skin color. It's not really white. If you look at your skin, look at your white shirt. It's not the same thing.
Rabbi has a beard.
Beards are also white. Don't go into that now. Oh, yeah. So I saw a very interesting answer you asked to this question. I never thought of the answer. Page Sadi Bay, I think it's the correct answer. He said the only time in the kula of tzavua is if it was painted by human beings. We painted it. We made it tzavua. But he calls over here tzavua mitchilas briyasa b'dei shamayim. It's awesome. That's karkaola. That's the skin of a human being. And in the Gemara about a zayas. About a zayas. A zayas, an olive. That's also not white. So it's natural. brings a rash from Lashon Rambam. The Rambam says, Klei Tzivonim. Klei Tzivonim. And he explains, he thinks the Chokhmas Adam holds that way. I thought it was a very interesting read. Chokhmas Adam can be found in Siman Kuf Yud Gimel Sivcha. Can't be. Must be a typo. Maybe it's a cotton chum. Not finding it. But somewhere there he says, Pshat in a Chokhmas Adam. Maybe I'm reading it wrong. 1 minute. Give me just 1 minute. I'm quoting it from here, and I must have either written it down wrong. Kuf Yud Gimel Simul Chaf is what he says. I mean, I just can't find it. I'm quoting verbatim. Orei Oros Hatzvuim Bidei Shamayim Mitamim Benegoyim V'hu Adin B'Ksamim Hu Bidei Adam Einem Mitamim. He doesn't chat in the Chokhmah that way. You found it? Because he's quoting, and he quotes it verbatim. So obviously, somebody can find it. He quotes it as Kuf Yud Gimel Chaf. No, he doesn't go that way. His own. Let me see if I can just look a little bit further. Here it is. One second. Here it is, Sif Yud. Ah, doubled it. Kefal Ashirim. Oros Hatzvua B'dei Shamayim Mitamim B'negoyim V'wadim B'ksamim etc. Sif Yud, not Sif Chav. I found it over here, and the apostle will disagree. Because he thinks that's pshat. It's natural. It's natural. Yes.
According to the first time Sofer that Rabbi mentioned yesterday, and it's only Mutar B'gadim B'smonim Oyonim, because that was the Gemara was talking about. So according to Misha, Ethiopian woman,
he's talking about. Okay. Okay, maybe you're right. Good, good, good. Yeah.
So, in a case where like a doctor sees on a scalpel, so the issue. You can't be making all that the scalpel is tabua, like silver. Because that's the way the metal.
Don't know. You have to call, get the specs from the company, how they made it. They painted it. I just don't know. Now, here in this same sefer, he says that if a woman sees a kesem, she's muteres kayodua. But he says, quotes from Rabbi Yoshev again, especially we're not experts in agosha. Rotzi ma'od livdok liachamikain. Woman should do a bedik. We discussed it yesterday. We're not happy with that. Ulechol ha'pachas kodem tashmish. Before she has tashmish, after she found the kesem, she's required to do a bedikah. I'm not makabel, I told you. But what I think is that if you follow the chumah that we had, which I think is really a din, she has to be porish for 24 hours from the time she has a kesem, I think that this will solve the problem. But he says she should do a bedikah. I don't think it's necessary. If she waits 24 hours, I think it's good enough. Oh, he addressed what we spoke about a long time ago. Somebody asked me, I think it was yesterday, and she had asked me this question. Kol ayada mefurusha mishnah. Kol ayada maba mizivdog is mishubachas. How come I keep telling that to bedikis? I'm a tovid by mishnah. It's against mamish, against the mishnah. So I told you I made it only for taras. But that's not so clear in the Gemara. So he has a different answer. I read what he says. He says, it's on page Kufdal. Davka bizmanom. Okay, not because of Taurus as such, as we said. For different reason. Sheyadu eza mara tamim midinim eza torim hashenkim bish benoshim didam hachaloshos shenifsolos bekalei de abedika atzma ובכל מר ענות לעד מומס ונגמר זה השאלה סמך מסחושה אין לחיה ואיש לבדוק מחס חסום הללו שבו לא רגוש. In other words, although kol hayad was meshubach then, it's no longer meshubach now. Why? Why? Because we can't tell the difference between one red and another. Why not? We lost the mesorah. Based on the Gemara, that Chofim and Beis, that some Amoraim would, you know the Gemara you learned yet, Nicole? Chofim and Beis, the Gemara says that there were Amoraim who would not look to distinguish between one kind of dam and another because we're not experts in it anymore. So if the Amoraim are not experts, well, what are we going to say? A whole sugi over here, the Gemara says on Avchof and Beit, Ein Ladayin and Lamashen of Rose, and you have to look at a certain kind of Ben Chamal Atzel, all kinds of very special lookings. The Poskim say that was only then when they were looking for reds. Some reds are Mutta, some reds are Rasa, and we no longer have that expertise. But if we are all reds, so we don't have to be so careful in terms of what kind of light we look in. That's the Poskim say. No. That was only the distinction between red and red. But today, we ask the all reds. So we don't have to be so machmer. That's the poskim saying. They for care, it's achumer leads to the kula. If you look in the Gemara, at the top of Chachmas Beis, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Chachmas the Rabbi Chanina, Garamali lo achzi dama. I'm afraid, Rabbi Yochanan himself was afraid to check out Maris. Rabbi Yochanan was afraid. So, this whole sugi over here, that we're not such experts in Dhamma. If you look in the Rosh, at the end of the second parak, he talks about that today we're not experts to be mafkin bein Dhamma l'Dhamma. Page 152, he says like as follows. Uvedoros halalu ein boki b'maris adam lishonach hachmos l'afir bein Dhamma l'Dhamma. ואפילו במי חכמי השעס היו מן החכם משם נמנוע מליברוס דם כך שכן להידנו שאין לתאר שום דם הנוטה למערה עד מומס nothing. So that's why he says in the olden days when they were mat a certain red they can afford to be calling out a marble live dog meshubachas. Today we have to ask all reds, so therefore it's not meshubachas anymore. That's an interesting thing. And he's the Shitasol. He has a whole diatribe back in the second parak, page Mem Vov, against those rabbis who say they have a Mesorah and they smat a certain reds. And he writes in bold print, Ein mol Mesorahs lakol b'zeh. Bold print. He's really angry. Rabbi Yoshev is upset that people who claim that they have Mesorahs. We want to have Mesorah ad yavo tishbi v'yegal alano malakar v'malarachek malatami l'malatar.
Is that the red?
What do they say about the traffic light? They say the famous joke of Rav Moshe Halberstam Zichrono Livracha that he was in a car and someone drove through a light and he was stopped by the cops. He said, "That's not red." That's what they, Diane Fisher, you know, that Diane Fisher's that was a tremendous maker when it came to Maris Dam. There's some Chassidish Rabban. But we'll come back to it a little bit later. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Going back to the skin, skin being Tzimoni, couldn't you just be metallic between the skin that doesn't absorb? You know, when something absorbs, then the colors really become mixed, but the blood is really on top of the skin.
But we pointed out that we Pascha Ladina, that even in the case that you have a yellow garment with a nice big stick of red blood, mamish red stick, it's red, it's clear, we know exactly what it is. It's almost less than a penny we make, so that won't work. Yeah?
I have a hard time also with this. Because wood is natural in color.
This is not natural.
No, but like this, look at the bottom of the
I'm not sure if that either. That's true either.
What floor? It's natural color. I'm saying, and then you have.
I'm not sure that's true either. Everything's painted.
So we're saying even if it's born color, if a manufacturer adds a different color, that
right. Oh, good.
So leather shoes also. Is anything leather?
No problem. Yes.
Well, two things. Maybe one could also be Mechalek between, when it comes to the Rambam says Beged, oh, Kalim, I'm sorry, it's about Kalim, even if it's of a natural color, it doesn't matter. It's a Kalim, it's about the Beged, that has a type of a Karka and a Basa, it's not a Kalim, that's why it's a natural color.
Okay.
But even if a Kalim has
same,
a
almost color, the same thing. Saying almost.
Saying you put a scaffold.
Okay. I saying almost the same thing.
Isn't it as Makia the entire reason for Tzavonim? We're saying it's in Nicker that Rashi and every. I mean, if we're following Rashi, that you can't tell, or that.
That's where it started from. You can't tell, but we said it once. You know, it goes beyond that. That's what we thought.
Right. So then, why would we say here that it matters how it's colored? Why? Meaning, why would there have been any difference how it was colored?
That question bothered me too. If the reason, if the lovedness of Beged Tzavua, you can't tell red, then what's the difference how the color came about? Whether it was naturally or whether it was man-made? That bothered me, that kasha too. Kach tikno, I don't know. I can't. It's a very good question. That also bothered me. Yes?
In quoting Paras Arayis, a whole bunch of Achronim would disagree with the Chafazan.
On which part?
When it was colored.
On the what?
When it was colored, or it was born colored, or recolored, or human-made colored.
So what are they saying?
It doesn't matter. They put the Chama Sadam, and they say, we've never heard of such a thing.
So the question, what is it with Karka Olam and
Sarah? So he says, he quotes the, Ber Moshe. Yeah. So he writes, so based on Karka Olam, you see that you have to machmir even on colors that are not only white, because Karka Olam isn't white. So Rav Adrash never heard of white Karka.
Right.
So maybe it was white Karka.
Not the sure about. And human skin?
I didn't see. He quotes Rishon Kluger and he quotes Rishon.
Let me know about human skin, yeah?
The definition of the hog in different parts of the skin, maybe it would be parts of the skin where it would be out of Gufa, and the issue there would be
about. So, was there anyway but passions? I don't know. The Chayotim says, Simon Kuf Yud Gimel, Sivchav Tes. Motza Kesem, Vadova Suffik, Imu Dam Otseva. We have to check it out and see what it is. Im nevad kodem shiroa chacham ve'en yadua im hoya bo kigris olo o im hoya odom olo v'chayotze bo v'ksavim shud rabbanon az linon l'kula. Whoa. He says if it's a spot, keep saying again sofek samim l'hakel v'ksavim shamim l'hakel. So if you're not sure how big it was, you're not sure what color it was, and it got lost, you have a right to be make it look summon. Before Shechach Masadim, Simon Kuf, Yud Gimel, Sif, Chaf, Tes. That's what he says. However, if we are not able to tell, we look at it, and the Rav is not sure himself, it's called Chesaron Bekiyas. Chesaron Bekiyas is no good. We cannot be make it in such a situation. I found in this context something very interesting. In the Sefer Mishmeras HaTorah, I was very happy to see it. I was very happy to see it because I've been doing it on my own without any basis whatsoever, but always good to find these things. He says, Bismanenu, Nitan Levorer Koldover Ade Bedika Bemabada. You have a Tseva Odam Odoverachim. You will lab test and find out if it's blood or if it's not blood. He says, B'dikas ma'abadai, b'dikas mevureres, v'ein mi shepikpek lebedikazu. V'meila li'achar abiru havik nizbar adovav davet seva v'yeshus morozeh. So this is something which I have started to do in recent years. What? He means it lahakil. When he says ein mi shepikpek, he means lahakil. Everyone loves chumras. He's being megil. There, when I started getting certain maras, and I said, this doesn't look like blood to me, but it's reddish. And I don't have the mesorah. I mean, I have a little mesorah, just a common sense mesorah. It doesn't look like blood to me. I was afraid to be making lemais in these cases. So I asked around by my doctors in my shul, what do you do when you have to tell if this blood? You know, you may have heard about these things. They do certain, they want to know if this blood in certain human waste, etc. They do a test. Nafkamina lemaisa, tremendous nafkamina. For example, oncologists, they have to know if certain if it's blood in a certain it could be a sign of a tumor or things of this nature. It's serious issues. Or certainly pathologists, you know, who are who are dealing with, you know, the Acha Me'avest, and they have to know, you know, with a certain, yeah. So in my shul, there's a couple. He's an oncologist and she's a pathologist. So Bilal Nagoro. So I said, what do you do? He said, well, yeah, no problem. They bring me, he brings me a tube. I should have brought it and have it in my, keep one here in the shiva for emergencies. Remind me on Sunday, I'll bring it in. It's a tube, and it's comprised of two chemicals, which are, I think, in some kind of inert state as they are now. You break it, and the two chemicals join together. That becomes an activated state. You put it on a cloth. It's any blood, it sort of spreads. You know, it's a liquid, spreads along the cloth. You just dab a little bit on, it starts to spread. Any amount of blood, even the smallest amount, it'll turn blue. No blood will not turn blue. So when I'm afraid to do it myself. I'm afraid I won't break it right. I've done it, but I try to do it with the doctors themselves. I will show them. New doctor. Do you think it's blood or not? They're an expert, right? World expert. They do this all day long. What do you say? Yes, no, they guess. This and that and the other thing. No, I give my guess. They give their guess. We don't trust either of our guesses. And they put on the thing. Harbei Nashim was saved by this test.
What was it?
So we try to tell a woman, you can be told that in some things. What? They don't remember. After I proved to them, after I proved it wasn't, but I had ketchup, I had crayons, I had makeup. I tried to hypnotize them. So just, did you have makeup? Did you have ketchup? Did you have crayons? I'm not a good hypnotist. This doesn't work with me. But the answer is these women all have consciences. They're afraid to be makeup. And it's blocked out. After I tell them I scientifically proved it's not blood, maybe it was, now I'm thinking about it, it was that makeup or something, or things of this nature. So that's what we've done on many occasions to solve this problem. Yes?
Once you prove it's not blood, do you still need them to say it's
clear? No! I don't care what they say. I know for a fact it's not blood. That's interesting. I wanted the following mice. This is a segue into our next topic. I don't know if you officially can go anymore. We're supposed to really stop, perhaps. But the next topic is Maras Adamin. What color is what? So, just to make a long story short, Dama Yorok is Mutter. Dama Yorok. Yorok means yellow. Yorok Kakarasim means green. Yorok means yellow. So, I once had the following situation. Now, if I see yellowish, I'm not going to put this chemistry side. I'm not stupid. I know what's going on. It could easily be macroscopic blood or blood you can't see. And if I put the thing on, it's going to turn blue. It doesn't matter if it turns blue because it's put there anyway. It's not red. So I once had a mice like this. It was one of those very pinkish kind of things which I thought was not blood. And I put the chemical on it. Fine, nothing. Mamish, no problem. An eight bedig is about this big. Okay, I'm just giving you an example. Someone puts it around the finger this big. So here in this corner, and all that stuff is pink, and it starts to spread over, it doesn't turn blue. Okay, great. Meanwhile, I'm about before, while I'm talking, spread. In the corner where there's some yellow, it turns blue. That means that yellow stuff is blood, for sure. I said it's mutter anyway. We rely on it, the kula, but not lechurma on yellows. We know yellow it's dam ayorok. It's called dam ayorok. It may be a microscopic blood in it, or blood which you can't tell is blood. It's mutter anyway. The fact that it turned blue, it doesn't mean anything.
It could be the same, similar chemical makeup to blood, but that's why it turned blue, even though it's not,
Okay, let's have one final point, and we'll start the Maris on Sunday, Mitzvah, the Maris Adam, and then we'll get to Dam Maka. One last Nakuda over here is found in a number of places. The Taras Abayas, you can look it up on page Kuf Nun, and he has it over here, the same thing, almost verbatim, on page Kuf Lamed Aleph. We spoke about an Eid Boduk, an Eid She'enu Boduk. The Chiddush over here in these Poskim is, he quotes from the same Zayas Rana, they both quote the same source, he quotes it here from the Chazon Ish. The Chol She'esh Litlos Shalo Evchina Behem Bivdikosa L'Rov Dakusan Choshev Ke'enu Boduk L'Gabe Zeh. What does that mean? You know, when a woman buys bedikah cloths and she looks at them, she never looks so carefully before she examines and after she examines. That's a fact. She looks clean. Then she puts it in And then she looks and she says, whoa, I see this tiny, tiny, tiny speck. She says, Chazon Ish, you know what? There's a good chance that that tiny, tiny speck was there beforehand. I looked and you couldn't find it. How? Hey, you didn't look that carefully. You didn't look that carefully. You just missed it. So therefore, such a small thing, as long as if it's clear, it's something apart from the cloth, it's a fresh stain, you can't rely upon this, obviously. But if you can't tell, it's very small, then it has a status of age and a buttock with a speck of something which is so small, we just saw before. Age and a buttock, less than congruous, if it can be make ill. But Vadya has it and he has it, the same kula. Question? Yes?
There's a logical clear, meaning sometimes just the way that age looks, it's clear that it came, or it's light that it came from, the way it's folded or something. This is a logical clear, not a din.
Well, it's called an age and a buttock. It's a lambda shachidish. It's an age that ain't no bodic with respect to something which is so small as you wouldn't have noticed it the first time around.
So it doesn't matter how it's found, it's small.
That's the loveliness of the Chazon Ish and the Zion Sarana quoted both by the Mishmeres and by the Taras Abayis. Okay?
What page did I hear?
Page Kuf Lamed Aleph here and page Tuf Nun in the Taras Abayis. So it's age and a bodic.
All eight.
The question is, he said, well, if you buy it in the store, so it must be clean. Not true. You buy the Aiden packs, they also have little specks. That's normal. Yes?
So if a woman would take from the Aiden pack and not look at it beforehand, that's anal buttons?
It's anal buttock with respect to teeny things.
Let's say she didn't look at it. She just used it without looking.
Buttock. Why? Brand new, fresh. It's called buttock. But not with respect to. What?
It says check before using.
Says check before using. Rabbi said, let's chazer again. Meet the Shem on Sunday, 11:30 Sunday, that's good. Okay? We'll start with the Sugya of Maariv Zadat, at Siman Kuf Pei Ches at the beginning. That's fairly easy. But I'd like to try to look at it in advance, which is more complex. It's a Sugya of Raw Machmas Tash, which is a Sugya and of Samach Rav and Aleph, with the Mordechai, which can be found in Shuas here. You look up in the Beis Yosef, in the Torah Sashlamim, the Bach, the Taz, the Shach. Everyone tumbles what's going on in that Sugya. And it's relevant, extraordinarily relevant, with respect to the various makas that people have. That'll be a harder sugya, so after we do the maras, that will take us a fairly short amount of time. I'd like to go into the sugya of that maka on Sunday. Okay? Wish you all a good Shabbos.
There'll be a Hazaras here either tomorrow at 11 or Sunday at 9:15. So, putting your posts, we'll send an email tonight.
Who's Mara going
for tomorrow at 11?
Maybe how much are those little test rating things? They're like very expensive.
Yeah, if you bother, you can have two of
them.
You know what's going on in college.
Yeah.
What is
that? Is
there a name for it? I don't even know the name.
All it's doing is.
This year was not recorded, so.
Yes, it was. Oh, it was. Yeah, I got it.